Stevens told KPCW his background is in wildlife and public land management.
I have a Bachelor of Science degree in rangeland management with an option in big game habitat management from Washington State University. Spent 29 years working for BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, 20 of it in law enforcement, and I retired after 13 years here in Vernal.
Stephen said he's been involved the past 3 years in fighting a proposed phosphate mine that endangers Vernal's water supply. The plan includes Utah school trust lands. A friend who asked him to run for office owns land next to the proposal.
It would be an open-pit mine by a Canadian corporation, Agrium, doing business as the Utah Phosphate Company. And the state institutional trust lands have two parcels of land on the east, one on the east side, one on the west side. The parcel on the west side is directly over the aquifer that feeds Ashley Springs, Vernal's water, primary water source. And that spring produces 4 to 12 million gallons of water per day, depending upon the season, of course, which is enough at a minimum flow to provide all of Utah, all the residents of Utah, with a little more than a gallon of water a day.
He said Senator Van Tassel evidently doesn't have a position on the project and has not put forward any legislation to deal with the mine. Stephen said he's not as conversant with issues on the west end of District 26 in Wasatch and Summit counties, but he said one concern here is likely the truck traffic coming from the Uinta Basin oil fields. He said that's why he supports the proposed Tesoro pipeline.
By Tesoro's numbers, something like 250 tanker trucks would be off the road, so making the highways safer. Not only am I trying to protect the drinking water of Vernal, but by the state law that's not really doing us any favors also affects the drinking water of every county in this district, well, actually every county in the state. Because it does take away the power of the counties to put restrictions on mining operations or to stop them completely, such as here in Vernal.
He said he's also concerned that public land should be in federal hands and available for recreation.
Which affects, you know, all UNF County, Duchesne County, Daggett County, and even the people of Summit and Wasatch County to a certain extent, if they come over here to recreate, because if the state gets federal lands, there's not going to be any place to recreate.
Wayne Stevens, Democratic candidate for Senate District 26, he invites residents from the Wasatch Back to contact him with their questions and concerns at Stevens4UTSenate@gmail.com. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.